USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, while thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. And thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again, with some concern that groups like Al-Qaeda may now refocus on attacking the United States. Congressman Mike Waltz believes that the fall of the Afghan government could lead to the reestablishment of Al-Qaeda as a destabilizing force. The Florida Republican and veteran of multiple tours in Afghanistan tells CNBC that the country is likely to devolve into what he calls a cesspool of terrorism.
I think at the end of the day, you have two choices in Afghanistan. You have a small presence focused on counterterrorism and supporting the Afghan military, or you face what we're facing now, which will be a cesspool of terrorism. The problem is terrorism that happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We will see Al-Qaeda 3.0. They are working closely with the Taliban, and they do intend to attack America again. That's not just according to me. That's according to Biden's own intelligence assessments.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Those in the food stamp program are getting a boost in their assistance. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a new survey shows that there is still much confusion over how and when workers will be able to return to the office. Tim Berg explains.
Some workers are still waiting to hear whether they'll return to the office amid a surge in coronavirus cases. A recent LinkedIn survey of nearly 3,000 workers found 36% still haven't heard whether they'll return or stay home. The latest COVID surge has already led some big companies to delay their return to the office. Amazon's corporate employees in the United States won't have to come back until early January, while Wells Fargo is giving its employees 2 more months to work from home. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.